News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we must take our tricolour back from those who sow hate and intolerance. So writes the Irish Examiner's special correspondent, Mick Clifford, who is on the line now. Mick, we were talking about this already this morning. You think that this, the tricolour really has been taken by the far right. And when you see one flying, I know certainly when I see one flying now, I'm much more likely to think, well, that's probably a racist household than maybe a National Pride one.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, I think there's a case to be made for that. It really came home to me first there last month, I think it was. There was a major demonstration and rally march in Dublin city centre, and I noticed, I was down at it, and I noticed that tricolours, cheap tricolours were on sale around the place. I've never seen so many tricolours in a gathering like that, not even, for instance, at an Ireland soccer match or whatever. Now, you know, you have to put things a small bit in context. That was a very large march, and I have absolutely no doubt that among them was a cohort, possibly a large cohort, of people who are simply disaffected with politics as usual, and particularly issues like housing and that. But, however, there is also a core within that who are what we describe as the far right. And to me, there is obvious a concerted effort to use the tricolour as their symbol and somehow project themselves as being what they would style as the real Irish or whatever. But I think it's really a misappropriation of the flag, and it most certainly does not represent the majority, if not the vast majority of people. And it's a complete misuse. Of course, the other element to it is that these far right crowd, they have no symbol of their own. They don't represent any political entity. They don't have any policies other than directing frustration and hatred towards immigrants. So therefore, the tricolour would be the handy thing to misappropriate rather than come to represent something coherent or what they claim to be offering an alternative view of society.
You've compared it in your piece to the Provos in the 70s and the 80s. Is there a little bit, though, of a failure to establish maybe an identity to the tricolour in the meantime? I mean, other than, like you say, maybe at a football match or something like Italia 90, like we don't have something to rally around as the tricolour in the way that maybe some other countries would.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And, you know, you mentioned the Provos, and I mentioned that. That's true. And a lot of people, including people like Roddy Doyle, mentioned that the 1990 World Cup, a time when the tricolour really came into its own, as far as the vast majority of people were concerned, it was nearly like reclaiming it. And yeah, that's always been the way, really. That, unlike, for instance, Americans and what have you, we've never used the flag as that kind of symbol of pride or whatever. And there would be a case exactly for trying to do that. I mean, just to give you a very tiny example, I saw there on Saturday, there was a neutrality rally in Dublin city centre by a lot of opposition parties. And I just noticed there that they all had their own symbols, totally correctly and understandably. And there was one or two tricolours. Now, that was all out of the whole thing. And you'd wonder, like, even gatherings of any sort like that, I mean, you could legitimately claim, irrespective of the specifics of a specific policy like the triple lock, that neutrality symbolises Ireland to some extent, and you could legitimately use it there. But I'd also understand, I'm not blaming anyone for it, I'd also understand the reluctance in the current environment, where, as you say, if you see now a tricolour flying outside a home or whatever, you know, you're inclined to think, well, they're, well, okay, far right, we use that term, they certainly would suggest anti-immigrant, anti-asylum seeker, actually, specifically, because, and of course, they totally ignore that asylum seekers make up a tiny percentage of the number of people coming into the country. But that agenda would seem to be there, definitely, and people try to use the flag to further that at the moment.
Yeah, and it's interesting that I suppose people maybe forget the origins of the flag, and that it is meant to be a symbol, a sort of unifying symbol, a symbol of peace between orange and green and the white in between, and how it's maybe been taken out of that particular context in the last while. Even in talks of United Ireland, that the flag is poo-pooed, when in theory it's actually potentially the perfect symbol for United Ireland.
Very much so. And I mentioned that, you know, if we get to a stage where we're going to have Unite Ireland, presumably we will at some stage, but one can imagine that, as you said, your origin there, as Thomas Maher brought it in, was the green of the Catholics, the orange of Protestants, and the white piece between them. However, and again, we're back to kind of misappropriation of it, one could understand at the same time that Protestant people from the northeast of the island would have major issues with that being their national flag on the basis of the way it was used back in the 70s and 80s. So in that vein, one wonders whether over the very long term it will continue as our national flag, which is another issue of itself.
Yeah, another debate we can get into. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106. Mick Clifford, Special Correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.